This morning on Capitol Hill, the House Rules Committee meets to set the terms for tomorrow's historic debate on the two articles of impeachment against President Trump. Among the issues before the Rules Committee, the length of debate and whether amendments to the impeachment articles will be allowed. Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern chairs the Rules Committee and joins us now on WBUR's Morning Edition to talk about today's meeting and tomorrow's debate. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning.
So this is, of course, an historic moment for the House. What are your biggest considerations and concerns ahead of your committee meeting today?
Well, the Rules Committee is the last stop before the articles of impeachment go to the House floor for a debate and a vote. And I want to make sure that these articles are brought to the floor under a process that is respectful and orderly. I do not want this to be turned into a circus. But I want there to be a full debate, and I want people to be able to have a chance to express themselves and be able to vote their conscience.
I'm wondering, Jim, given the weight of impeachment, are you approaching the rules differently than you would for other more regular legislation?
Well, this is no doubt a big deal. I mean, the bottom line is that, this is a sad day for our country. But we're here for one reason and one reason alone, and that is Donald Trump. Trump acted in a way that is contrary to the Constitution. He withheld military aid from a country under attack for personal political gain. And he tried to cheat in the election. And when he got caught, he tried to cover it up. I mean, this is a big deal. It's a serious deal. And there are some, quite frankly, who are only too happy to try to disrupt the proceedings. And our job is to make sure that they're not, that we move forward. We do our job. We all took an oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. Last week in the Judiciary Committee hearings, Republicans introduced a series of amendments that extended that committee's debate well into the night. Do you expect those same kind of tactics tomorrow when the full House considers impeachment? And how should House leadership and the Rules Committee decide how to deal with it?
Well, first of all, in the Rules Committee, which will be meeting at 11 o'clock today, I have no idea what to expect. I mean, the Rules Committee is a little bit different because we don't have the same rules as other committees. We don't have time limits. Any member can come and testify before the Rules Committee if they want. So I have no idea how long my colleagues want to prolong the debate and, who's going to show up to testify. My hope is that my colleagues in the Rules Committee, and again, Tom Cole of Oklahoma is my ranking member, I think he respects this institution, and so he may disagree with me on the need to move forward on these articles of impeachment, but I expect that he will conduct himself professionally and with respect for the House. And as far as tomorrow goes, again, we don't know what to expect. We received a letter from 70 Republicans saying that they're going to use every parliamentary and procedural and dilatory tactic that they possibly can to try to delay the process and to stretch it out. We'll see whether they do that or not. I mean, this is a historic moment in the sense that we don't do this very often, and I think it needs to be treated as an important moment in our history. I tell my colleagues all the time that the history is testing us. I fear that some of my colleagues are failing that test.
So what kind of time limit, then, do you think is reasonable for debate on the articles of impeachment?
Well, we haven't determined that yet, but I would expect several hours of debate. Plus, there'll be an hour debate on the rule as well. So there'll be ample debate, and I think both sides will be able to present their case to the American people and members of Congress. If they don't already have enough information to make their mind up how to vote, they will have that opportunity tomorrow.
Do you see the House vote on the articles of impeachment possibly being pushed into Thursday if there are Republican delaying tactics tomorrow?
Yeah, I doubt that. I think our intention is to start the debate earlier tomorrow than we normally. We come in around 10 or noon to begin our business. I think tomorrow we're going to begin around 9 in the morning. So I think one way or the other, we will get this completed by tomorrow. That's my expectation.
And finally, Congressman McGovern, how do you see this week playing out? Do you think the House will impeach President Trump?
I do. I think the evidence against him is overwhelming. As I said before, this is a big deal. I mean, this is a president who reached out to a foreign country and asked them to help him rig an election. If that's not an impeachable offense, I don't know what is. On top of that, the president has obstructed Congress at every single step of the way. Not a single document that Congress has requested in our oversight capability has he provided. He's asked every witness to not participate and to not cooperate with Congress. If we don't do anything, if there's no consequence to this, then we're setting a precedent not only for this president, but for future presidents to come. You know, we don't have kings and queens in this country. We don't have dictators. We have leaders who are not above the law, and that includes the President of the United States. I mean, this is a sad day, but I think we have no choice but to proceed and send this to the United States Senate.
Massachusetts Congressman Jim McGovern, chair of the House Rules Committee, the committee that meets today to consider the articles of impeachment, how they're handled tomorrow before the full House. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
All the best.